Radio.org.
Following its successful summer launch, the Dreamers Market returns to Barryville Saturday, October 26th, celebrating creativity, community, and so much more. Presented by the Hamlet Dream and featuring artisans, artists, crafters, makers, and live music from 10 to 4 at 3364 State Route 97. The Dreamers Market, October 26th in Barryville. More information on Instagram and Facebook at the Hamlet Dream underscore 97. Paid for by the Hamlet Dream LLC.
In the morning, just like we've always done, you can come inside and wake me up. We'll pack and leave by dawn. We will pack and leave by dawn. And you say,
that's Dar Williams with Fishing in the Morning. You are listening to Liberation Station here on Radio Catskill. Liberation Station is a show that highlights the work of female and femme-presenting performers in my little attempt to balance the scales of representation here on the radio. I'm your host, Callison Stratton, and I'm a singer-songwriter, public historian, and youth educator up here in the Upper Delaware Catskill region. Liberation Station airs every Saturday night at 7 o'clock, only on Radio Catskill. This week is actually a very special show because it is our fall fund drive. This is the opportunity for our listeners to pitch in and show us what Radio Catskill means to them. Our public radio station is so essential to our democracy and to our voice as a community, and it is my great honor and privilege to get to bring music to you every week, thanks to the funding of this radio station. We actually have a special challenge for our show tonight. Larry in Napanock is issuing a $250 challenge in the name of the dedicated volunteers and workers of animal shelters in the Radio Catskill area. Anyone who donates online at WJFFradio.org during my show tonight will help us to meet that challenge. So you can visit WJFFradio.org now to pitch in a donation of any size to support our station and this show. Thank you for the challenge, Larry. Next up, we've got Patty Griffin. This is Mad Mission.
We were drinking like the Irish, but we were drinking scotch. Bartender turns on a movie, everybody turned to watch. And every single eye was gleaming when they reached the final scene. Well, at least mine did. He's looking at you, kid. You know it's a mad mission under difficult conditions. Not everybody makes it to the loving cup. It's a mad mission, but I got the ambition. Mad, mad mission. Sign me up. I think I've seen the look before. Yes, it's kind of non-committal. It says, come here, the baby. But then his heart went to whittle. He said he don't mean a thing. But still, somehow it does. They like it. He joined the club that likes to say there's no such thing as love. It's a mad mission under difficult conditions. Not everybody makes it to the loving cup. It's a mad mission, but I got the ambition. Mad, mad mission. Yourself flying low at night, flying blind and looking for any sign of light. You're cold and scared and all alone. You do anything just to make it home. It's a mad mission under difficult conditions. Not everybody makes it to the loving cup. It's a mad mission, but I got the ambition. Mad, mad mission. Sign me up. Sign me up.
Harry met Sally, it was settled. And Mary Jane would fall for Spider-Man. The story was set in stone like Tarzan and Jane, Yoko and John. You were like my Hollywood movie, the butterflies in Central Park kiss. Of course you would pursue me, I was Julia Roberts. I mean, how could you resist?
Ancha Duvicott with Dandelion. Before that, we heard Brandi Carlile, Closer to You. That's off of Brandi's debut self-titled album. Before that was Patty Griffin with Mad Mission. Now, since it is our fall fun drive, and you can donate now at wjffradio.org to help support this public radio station, I also want to let you know about a project that I've been doing as part of Liberation Station, but also as a part of a larger project. Recently, NPR Music came out with a book called How Women Made Music. It was inspired by and sourced from a lot of the contributions to the groundbreaking podcast, Turning the Tables, which was a show all about uncovering the history of women in music. So I was particularly excited about this project and got to interview some of the contributors to this book. I sat down with Karen Tongson last weekend, who is a cultural critic at Yale, and we had a really wonderful conversation where we just basically fangirled over the Indigo Girls for a while. And that conversation really served as the primary inspiration for my show this week. So I thought I would let Karen introduce the next song in her own words.
I'd actually choose a song that's one of my favorite songs. It's not one of their biggest songs, and it's from the album Come On Now Social from 1999. And it's an Emily song, and it's Soon Be to Nothing.
Okay.
And that song is just, I don't know. For me, it's driving through the misty roads of Northern California, which is where I was at the time. And it's a very nihilistic song. So it's not at all, you know, like filled with love or even the dreams of love that so many Emily songs are filled with.
I was just going to say, not a typical Emily theme.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But it's still, you know, it's about being at a crossroads, you know, in many respects, or being near an end of some kind. And so that's why I appreciate it. And even though obviously this, it's, you know, now, however many years later, 15 years later, and Indigo Girls are still together and whatever, you know, and we're all still here, knock wood. That song is really deep and profound to me.
Thank you, Karen Tongson, for that suggestion. Let's hear it now. This is Soon Be to Nothing by the Indigo Girls.
Right over left, and the heat. fingers are hitched tight to the gate. It's a daily grind, waiting to unwind till I hear that click that unlocks my fate.
So
That's Crossroads by Tracy Chapman. Before that, we heard Soon Be to Nothing by the Indigo Girls. This whole show this week was inspired by my conversation with Karen Tongson, who is a contributor to How Women Made Music, a new book from NPR Music and the podcast Turning the Tables. Over the next few weeks, I will be sharing snippets from my conversations with those contributors as part of a longer form episode of Liberation Station that I will be producing with WJFF Radio Catskill. So stay tuned for that. And if that and the programming that I do on this show and all of the other programs that you hear on this station mean something to you, you can go to WJFFradio.org now to contribute to our fall fund drive. We have a $250 challenge issued for our show tonight from Larry and Napanock. So anything that you contribute right now will go towards that challenge. Once again, you can visit WJFFradio.org now to donate. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight and every Saturday night at 7 o'clock for Liberation Station, only on Radio Catskill. You can find me on Instagram or Facebook at Liberation Station Radio. I would love to hear your thoughts and your suggestions on artists that I should feature on this show. You can learn more about me and the work that I do at my website, kalasunmusic.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got more music inspired by the Indigo Girls. We've got some Jenny Owen Youngs, some Sean Colvin, Melissa Etheridge, and don't forget to donate to our fall fun drive at WJFFradio.org. So stay tuned for more at Liberation Station, only on Radio Catskill. Listen local.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Two Queens, making life's rituals a little more fabulous with locally roasted coffee, tea, and bakery. Now open 7 days a week at 90 Main Street in Narrowsburg and online at twoqueenscoffee.com.
I love listening to Radio Catskill. It keeps me very well informed.
It's an indispensable source of local news, culture, music. It's really everything you need to know about the Catskills and the local area.
I like to hear what's going on in my area. You don't hear that a lot from anyone else.
You can't go wrong with Radio Catskill. It's definitely worth a worthy donation. Thank you.
Give now to Radio Catskill during our fall fund drive at WJFFradio.org.
Welcome back to Liberation Station, only on Radio Catskill, a show dedicated to highlighting the work of female and femme presenting performers in my attempt to balance the scales of representation on the radio. I'm your host, Callison Stratton, and this week we are listening to songs inspired by the Indigo Girls. This installation of Liberation Station was inspired by my conversation with Karen Tongson, a cultural critic and professor at Yale University, who contributed an essay entitled The Counter Melodies That Changed Us, A Lifetime of Loving the Indigo Girls. That essay was featured in the new book from NPR Music, How Women Made Music, which is available now. It is our fall fun drive here at Radio Catskill, and we have a $250 challenge issued for my show from Larry and Napanock. So you can go to WJFFradio.org now to donate and help us to meet that $250 goal. That means if we raise $250 during my show, Larry will match that. In total, that's $500 for Radio Catskill, which goes towards supporting programming like Liberation Station and all of the wonderful shows, your locally DJed show, music shows, and other programs that help to keep our democracy in motion. All right, let's get back to the music. This is Jenny Owen Young's Salt.
got a call from the bar in Clarion. You left your wallet, career alcoholic. Say every day is your last day on the job. Anybody, anybody worth their salt knows the arrow hurts worse when you pull it back out. Anybody, anybody worth their salt knows the arrow hurts worse when you pull it back out. Get me out of the Midwest. We put your mom into hospice. Let me know when you're ready to go. I'm gonna do what I do best and try to forget this. Doesn't make any real sense, I know. Anybody, anybody worth their salt knows the arrow hurts worse when you pull it back out. Anybody, anybody worth their salt knows the arrow hurts worse when you pull it back out. Anybody, anybody worth their salt knows the arrow hurts worse when you pull it back out. I can make enough money, I'd move out to the country where no one can bother me. I think it just hit me, I don't want you to come with me. And all I can say is we'll see. Spring of my 24th year, I had nothing to say. With a dangling promise, a terrible past, I threw all the words away. We were born to hum. You were the last in my 24th year to make a demand of my voice. I tickled your ear. like you did then. Take me as you find me here. Take me now, feel me near. Love like I never knew before.
Take Me Back by Sarah Jarosz. Before that, we heard Born to Hum by Aaron McCune and Jenny Owen Youngs with Salt. That's off of Jenny Owen Youngs' new album, Avalanche, that was released last year. Next up, we've got some Cowboy Junkies. This is Sun Comes Up. It's Tuesday morning.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning. Gets me straight in the eye. Guess you forgot to close the blind last night. Oh, that's right, I forgot it was me. Yeah, I should have missed the smell of some coffee in the morning and the sound of water splashing all over the bathroom and the kiss that you give me. I kinda like the feel of the six or a few feet in my bed. Telephone ringing, but I don't answer it, 'cause everybody knows good news always sleeps till noon. Guess it's tea and toast for roast again. Maybe I'll add a little TV to no milk. Oh God, I hate that. Guess I'll go to the corner, get breakfast from Jenny. She's got a black eye this morning. Jen, how'd you get it? She said last night Bobby got a little bit out of hand. Lunchtime I start to dial a number, then I remember, so I reach for something to smoke. And anyways, I'd rather listen to Coltrane than go through all of that again. Something about an afternoon spent doing nothing, just listening to records and watching the sun fall, thinking of things that don't have to add up to something. And this spell won't be broken by the sound of keys scraping in the lock. Maybe tonight it's a movie, plenty of room for elbows and knees. A bag of popcorn all to myself, black and white, with a strong female lead. And if I don't like it, no debate, I leave. Here comes that feeling that I've forgotten, how strange these streets feel. each pair of eyes just filled with suggestions. So I lower my head, make a mean of her home, see them inside funny. I never noticed the sound the streetcars make as they pass my window, which reminds me, yeah, I forgot to close the blind again. Yeah, sure, I'll admit there are times when I miss you, especially like now when I need someone to hold me. But there are some things that can never be forgiven, and I just gotta tell you that I kinda like the 60 feet in my bed.
there in the sea tonight. I thought I saw you clutching your sin. You rolled me over long ago and told me you were strong enough to go. You needed more than this lover's dream. You need the steel and the concrete beams in your life. In your life. But we laughed and drank in that jukebox light, and we tore the rug in that downtown dive every Saturday night. Hey, for 50 cents we'd dance all night long, and each new tune we said that's our song. Lord, it felt so right. Well, ecstasy ain't free, but compromise is chance. I remember how you used to love to dance. You told me you have found your love. You moved in, locked up, and put out your blues. Lord, God's children got to grow up. Playhouse, make vows to hang up their shoes. Do you sit and talk over coffee cups? Do headline mornings satisfy and fill you up? I kept your eyes in your cigarette kiss. You couldn't keep the lies, the adrenaline bliss in your life. In your since we dance all night long, and each new tune we said that's our song. Lord, it felt so right. Well, ecstasy ain't free, but compromise is chance. I remember how you used to love to dance. I remember how you used to love. You say sha la 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 la, baby. Oh 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 oh.
Melissa Etheridge with You Used to Love to Dance. That was off of Brave and Crazy, 1989. Before that, we heard Someday by Sean Colvin off of Cover Girl, 1994. And we heard The Cowboy Junkies with Sun Comes Up, It's Tuesday Morning. That's off of The Caution Horses, 1990. We really dived back into the late 80s, early 90s in honor of the Indigo Girls, who were sort of the inspiration for this show tonight because of my conversation with Karen Tongson, contributor to How Women Made Music, the new book from NPR Music, which is available now. Before we close out our show tonight, I want to remind you that we have a $250 challenge that will be matched if we meet it by the end of this show tonight. Larry and Napanock issued this challenge to support all of the annual rescue volunteers here in the Radio Catskill District. You can go to wjffradio.org now to donate. Any donation of any size helps us to meet that goal and to support public radio in your area. Thank you so much for spending your Saturday night with me here at Liberation Station. This show airs every Saturday night at 7 o'clock only on Radio Catskill. I'm going to close out my show tonight with another recommendation from Karen Tongson by the Indigo Girls, and I'll let her introduce it again.
Another, of course, and it's the one that I close, the last epigraph that I close my article with, and it's from Mystery. And it's, you know, the line, does it sing like the hymn of a thousand years, or is it just pop emotion? And, you know, that's, I think that that line and that question is the guiding question of my life. And I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Karen Tongson. Without further ado, this is the Indigo Girls with Mystery. Have a wonderful Saturday night.
Each time you pulled down the driveway, I wasn't sure when I would see you again. Yours was a twisted, blindsided highway. No matter which road you took then, oh, you set up your place in my thoughts, moved in and made my thinking crowded. Now we're out in the back with the barking dogs. My heart, the red sun, your heart, the moon clouded. And every thought's a possibility. And the voices I heard, but nothing is seen. Why do you spend this time with me? Maybe an equal mystery. So what is love then? Is it dictated or chosen? Just pop in motion. And if it ever was there and it left, doesn't mean it was never true. And to exist, it must exist. A bottle to christen her, basking in the exploits of her thief. She's a very good listener. Maybe that's why.
November 1st is Seminary Hills Halloween Costume Party, 9 to midnight in Calicoon. A haunted evening of costumes, tarot, DJ, spooky drinks, snacks, and more the night after Halloween. Halloween party reservations at resi.com. Also this fall at Seminary Hill, Oktoberfest menu, Thursday game nights in November, and Friday happy hours featuring live local music. More information at seminaryhill.com. Paid for by Seminary Hill.
Radio Catskill is partnering with StoryCorps for One Small Step, matching strangers with different political beliefs to just have a conversation about their lives. Hi, I'm Judy Balaban, and I'm working on One Small Step at Radio Catskill. Help bring our community together, one conversation at a time. Go to WJFFradio.org and click on the One Small Step logo to join us.
StoryCorps' One Small Step and the radio station helps are made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from The Artist Cottage Bed and Breakfast, a newly renovated farmhouse that sleeps four with full gourmet cooked breakfast provided daily, located near the top of Hauk Mountain Road in the town of Walton. More information at GreatWesternCatskills.com.
WJFF Jeffersonville, live streaming at WJFFradio.org. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.